Last week, it was my privilege to give the commencement address at my own college, Wellesley College, in Wellesley, Massachusetts. I arrived at Wellesley many long years ago, a scholarship student from a small mining town in the West, never having visited the campus, never having been east of Oklahoma. I came to college on a train and found a world I barely knew existed, a world inhabited and run by smart women. I'm happy to say that it's still there. It's very different, and not different at all. Wellesley is still one of the most beautiful college campuses I've ever seen, and at graduation the rhododendron still blooms outside the library just the way I remembered. Students still talk about their favorite teachers as being terrifying. But the student body is different. It's diverse in every way but one. It's still a women's college. But now the women come from every possible ethnic background and from all over the world. The college was mostly white when I was there. Now it isn't. And something that is eerily similar between then and now, my class graduated into Cold War America, into a time when our thinking in this country was dominated by fear of our enemy, the Soviet Union, and efforts to keep the situation in check. We'd all thought about the possibility of nuclear annihilation, MAD, mutually assured destruction, and there were times when it seemed entirely possible. I remember a long night sitting in a dormitory corridor, out of some curious notion that we should stay away from the windows, listening to formations of bombers flying down the East Coast, the Cuban Missile Crisis. All these years later, this year's class graduates into a country coping with the War on Terror, complete with multicolored alerts. They have seen that the threat of attack is real. And instead of MAD, they're living with WMD, weapons of mass destruction. Instead of two superpowers, there is only one. But these graduates wake up in the middle of the night, listening to the rumble of patrolling planes, the War on Terror. What I very much hope for the class of 2003 is that in the effort to fight terror in this country, we do not recreate the atmosphere of distrust and accusation that I remember from the Cold War years. But so much has changed in terms of possibility and opportunity for these young women that when I suggested to them that one day two of them might sit on opposite sides of an international negotiation and try to make things better, looking at them, I thought it could really happen.